HarperCollins presents The Winner Bakes It All by Jeevani Charika, read by Shalini Peeris. Chapter 1. Elodie hit the call button on her phone with her little finger so that it didn't get sticky. Her hands had acquired a thin layer of icing sugar when she delivered her last cake. She must have been too enthusiastic when she did the dusting over the top of it. Her mom's voice came in through her earbuds. "Hi, Mom. You called?"
"Oh, yes, darling. I just wanted to remind you that you're having dinner with us on Friday night."
Elodie had snuck out without her morning coffee to avoid these conversations with her mother, so now she called Elodie to arrange things instead.
"I remember."
She tucked the phone under her chin and fished a wet wipe out of the glove compartment. "I'll be there." She cleaned her hands on it.
"Please wear something nice, and maybe do your hair properly, darling. We will have a guest."
Elodie paused midway through wiping her fingers. "What sort of guest?"
"Oh, a young man from your father's work."
The casual tone was so forced it practically squeaked.
"Nothing sinister."
"Nothing sinister."
"Ha."
"Also, your father's work was a dead giveaway." Norma had met Elodie's father while working in the HR department of a law firm where he was a trainee. She'd given up work when her first child, Elodie's brother, Travis, was born, and had taken to the role of yummy mummy and later society hostess like a duck to water. In recent years, she'd started inviting new joiners to come round for dinner at the family home. These dinners were becoming more frequent now. Elodie noticed she was often invited if the young lawyer in question was a single man.
"Mom," she said, "please stop trying to set me up with lawyers. Dad says he's very nice. Dad only goes in twice a week as a consultant. How would he know? He has his finger on the pulse."
Her mother made an impatient little tut.
"Besides, darling, you're so busy with your little bakery project that you hardly have a chance to meet anyone."
Elodie narrowed her eyes at little bakery project.
"You gave me 4 years, she said sternly. "We gave you until you were 26, her mother counted. "When I was your age, I was already pregnant with Travis. You are 26 in 4 months. I have no choice but to introduce you to people. It'll be too late in a couple of years."
Balling up the wet wipe, Elodie glared at the phone. She had learned long ago not to bother arguing. Sulking still worked, though.
"I don't want to," she said through clenched teeth. "I think I'll be busy on Friday."
"Elodie, don't be moody," said Norma. "It's unbecoming."
"I have to go,"
she jabbed at the phone and cut the call, then growled at the interior of the car. She pounded her fists on the steering wheel for a few seconds. It didn't really help. She took a deep breath and centered herself. Keeping a sense of perspective was important. Besides, she had work to do. On the way back to the shop, she walked past the empty unit on the corner of the arcade. It had been vacant for just over a week now. It looked lonely and sad without the cheery sandwich shop that used to be there. On the other hand, it was empty and available. She had arranged access to a bank loan, which meant that as soon as Warren, the new arcade manager, was ready to lease it out again, she could have it. Then phase two of her plans for the bakery could begin. She would be able to serve tea and cake, as well as running the cake baking business on the side. She could do classes and cake decorating, too. She'd made a business plan and everything. Warren had said he'd call her when he had inspected everything and was ready to put the shop out for lease again. It had been a week, so it was probably a good time to call him and ask how that was going. She pushed open the door to her bakery. The bell above the door tinkled, and Marty, her shop assistant and friend, looked up from where he was leaning against the counter, flicking through a magazine. A frown flickered across Marty's face.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?